Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Just don't get worried.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the grace
within your heart.
For them, amen, we thank God for the rendition that they chose, amen, to
the intro of Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Hey, man, we thank God for Apostle McNeil and her husband, Pastor McNeil. Hey, man, doing a great job in the vineyard down in Dover, Delaware. Hey, man, to God be the glory. We thank God for what he's doing, how he's using them in the work of the Lord. Hey, man, to God be the glory. I give honor tonight to my awesome wife. Hey, man, Pastor Butler, Stella Butler, and myself. Hey, man, season two. Hey, man, it's coming at you, season two on Facebook Live, beginning January the 2nd, hey, man, at 4 p.m. Oh, man, we had some great followings and conversations and topics and the word, hey, man, and we thank God. I'm just so honored, hey, man, for our second season that we're going into. To God be the glory to all of the champions tonight. It's going to get better. Hallelujah. It got to get better. Hey, man, to God be the glory. If it don't, we just going to be still. We just going to wait on him. Because you look, glory be to God, hallelujah, like you're a champion. And we thank you tonight. Find me today, hey, man, in the book of Jude. Let's jump right into the word of God tonight. Hey, man, to God be the glory. Hey, man, the book of Jude, to God be the glory. We know that that's one chapter, so let's jump right into it. Hey, man, I'm going to start at the third verse. And the Bible declares that, behold, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, all diligence, didn't put nothing in front of it. It was very important to the apostle. And he wanted us to understand how important it was and how important it should be unto us. He said, glory be to God, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, concerning the common salvation. That common salvation means, glory be to God, there's one way to glory. There's one way to heaven. There's one way to God. And it's through Jesus Christ, his son. Amen. I'm not out to argue religion and denominational hang-ups and things of that nature, but I want to let you know today that according to the Bible, according to the Holy Bible, there's just one way to God. Now, how God is going to deal with other religions and other people, I don't know. Hey, man, I do know enough of God to stay in my lane. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is far past finding out. Hey, man, his thoughts are so far higher than ours. Hey, man, I don't know how God is going to deal with somebody who's never read the Bible. I don't know how God's going to deal with somebody, hey, man, over in the Mideast, hey, man, who has been told from a child of a God and their heart is pure. I don't know, but to God be the glory. I do want to let you know this, that those of you that believe, those of us who nameth the name of Christ, come on, somebody, if we've taken on the name of Christian, if we've taken on the name of a child of God, if you've taken on, hallelujah, the mantle, taking up your cross to follow him. Well, those are who I'm talking to tonight. And those is who Jude is talking to tonight. And Jude said, when I wrote unto you, glory to God, I gave all diligence when I wrote unto you of the common salvation, meaning that there ain't no different salvations for different people. That's why I went the long way, to let you know there's only one salvation. It's a common salvation. It's like the fiery dart. Don't think it's strange concerning the fiery dart that come to try you. It's a common thing. The Bible declares that, glory be to God, that the enemy walketh to and fro seeking who he may devour. But watch what it says next. Whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. There's a common salvation. Your trials may not be the same as someone else's. Your persecution may not be the same as someone else's. I'm just teaching tonight. Glory be to God. Your walk, your victories may not be the same as someone else. Your adversary may not be the same adversarial attack as someone else has. But it's all the devil. Amen? It's all the devil. So there's a common salvation. What he mean by the common salvation is, glory be to God, God is not making it no harder on you to make it than he is for the next person. Hallelujah. In the proper context of the Word of God. Amen. We all have an individual walk. Don't get it mixed. Don't get it mixed up. We do all have an individual walk. But it's all based on the same position. God takes the same position with everyone. Mm-hmm. He takes the same position. Now you may not take the same position with him as the next your next door neighbor. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he set out a way to have relationship, a way to come through the door. He that cometh up some other way, he's a thief and a robber. There's only one way to God. There's only one name given whereby we may be saved. And that's Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. So tonight, I'm just flat-footing teaching of the common salvation. Watch what he says about it. He says, it was needful for me to write unto you. He says, and exhort you that you should earnestly. What? He said that you should earnestly. You know what he's saying? Earnestly is to go the deepest part of you and pull out the strength, pull out the wisdom, pull out the gifts, everything that God has given you for your path. For that common salvation that we all have, you have to dig into yourself. He said, listen, I'm telling you the importance of digging inside of you and earnestly contending. Well, what is earnestly contending? Well, everybody's contending for the faith. Every day we wake up, we contending for the faith. As long as we say we believe in Jesus, we're contending for the faith. As long as we go to church, as long as we fall down, glory to God, and get back up, we're still contending for the faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But are you earnestly contending? Are you giving your all contending? Are you digging deep inside of you to contend?
My God.
That's earnestly contending. Glory be to God. I mean, when I go to God and I praise God, I don't want to just give God a praise. I want to earnestly, y'all don't hear me, I want to earnestly dig inside of me and give him the praise. I want to connect with him with everything on the inside of me and give him the praise. That's what Judas is talking about. He said, we have to earnestly, it's too many of us at ease in Zion. It's too many of us that are slowful in business. It's too many of us that have a lackluster relationship with God. It's too many of us that's lukewarm. And God is saying, earnestly contend. The apostle is telling us, it's needful for you to understand that you got to put something with it. No, I'm not saying you got to work your way to heaven. But when I'm getting to the point I want to make. I'm taking it slow tonight. Let it sink in, child of God. When I say earnestly contend, he's talking about, hallelujah, take what God gives you every day. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. He's talking about taking what God has promised to give us. God promised that he will give all things sufficient for the evil of that day thereof. Meaning that ain't nothing going to come on you that God won't have you prepared for. Hallelujah. He ain't going to let nothing come on you more than you can bear. But if he knows that you can bear it, he knows if you earnestly contend it. Or he knows if you just falling short because you felt like it. Falling short because you don't feel like contending. You don't feel like fighting. You don't feel like believing. You don't feel like reading. You don't feel like trusting. He understands that too. That's why he says we have to earnestly contend. That means you got to dig. You got to find something inside of you and turn that switch on. Hallelujah. To say, I'm going to give a little more. I'm going to stay a little more. I'm going to pray a little more. I'm going to read a little more. That's earnestly contending. That means that you're not just lacklustering, or you're not just laid back. You're not just going to church. You're not just learning on the job, as they would say. Come on, hallelujah. You're digging in, hallelujah. You're pulling to find some inner strength. When you know that you're pulling that inner strength, you're contending. I just can't go. I'm just following the Holy Ghost. I cannot leave from contending. Because that's your relationship. You want to see your relationship? Then see how hard you contend.
My God, yeah.
See how much you give. See how much over you go. Earnestly contending means you give your all. Earnestly contending means that, glory to God, you look for the extra. I know God said love my enemy, but I got to pull sometimes to love a certain enemy. See, because what the enemy doing don't make them feel good. So when he do it, you want to ease the pain. You want to stop the attack, the persecution. Hallelujah. But earnestly contending, guess might be you holding your peace just a little while longer. Y'all don't hear y'all. Earnestly contending may be like taking up wrong, giving up the right for wrong. When you're dead right, still allow yourself to be said that you're wrong. See, that's earnestly contending. Earnestly contending is when you're tired and just got off work, but you know you got enough inside of you to make it to church anyway for a couple hours. And rather than say, I'm going to lay down, I say, I'm going. That's earnestly contending. See, what he's telling us is that sometimes it's going to get tough. I would be remiss and I would be wrong to try to paint a picture to babes in Christ and new beginners that every day is going to be Sunday, or that everything is going to be peaches and cream. Everything's coming up roses. Nah. Sometimes you're going to have to contend to stay saved. Sometimes, glory be to God, you're going to have to put up your dukes if you want to stay saved. Sometimes you would have to swallow your pride if you want to stay saved. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. Sometimes, glory be to God, you are going to have to walk away and hold your peace if you want to stay saved. That's contending. Contending means sometimes you can't even do what you want to do. You can't say what you want to say. You can't act how you want to act because God is saying, don't do it. That's contending. See, that's what he was talking about. You know why I'm ready to show y'all? Because it was some powerful men of God that God anointed. He appointed them. He set them forth. And they started getting blessed. And then they turned from God. They turned from God. God didn't stop them. God didn't say, okay, well, I'm going to stop you being that you're going the wrong way. God didn't do that. Hey, man, my little godson, I can see my godson, Brother Pete, hallelujah, from Delaware, from my church in Delaware. God bless you. I love you, man of God. Glad to see you with me tonight. Hey, man, God, you keep on contending. Contending me no matter what you go through. You ain't giving up. Let people talk. Let people look. Let people say. But you keep right on contending. Not just my brother, but each and everyone that come across my face. Don't you give up now. Hallelujah to God. You've come too far to give up now. He's done too much for you to give up now. Come on, somebody. You got too much faith to give up now. You know too much about him to give up now. Somebody say, I'm ready to contend for this thing. Hallelujah. I'm a number one contender. I love you too, man of God. We got to get together. To God be the glory. Amen. He said, because, watch this. He said, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you. He said that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered. That means, glory to God, you knew. That means that you're not going through something that God ain't showing you how to come out of. Whatever you in, he promised to get us out. Whatever we go through, he showed us a way of escape. See, to God be the glory. So that's what we stand on. Hallelujah. That's what we fight for. Glory to God. It don't feel good all the time, but I'd rather fight than switch. It don't sound good all the time, but I'd rather stand than fall. Y'all ain't talking back to me today. It's got to be some contention. Somebody say, I'm the number one contender. You got to be the number one contender. At least, if you're not a champion, then at least be the number one contender. That means you waiting for your next bout. You waiting to show God. Ha, ba, sha. You waiting to show God. I can stand through this. I can help somebody. I can make it through this. That's a contender. Come on, somebody. He goes on to say about these certain men that crept in unaware. Before all ordained to this condemnation, has turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Let me stop right there first. He said they turn in the grace. I'm sure, I believe in my spirit, and I pray, hope and pray, that you've been taught little words like grace. If you're just coming to Christ, then I'm going to pause so you can understand this. But if anybody been in this way, in God's way, in this straight and narrow, you know what grace is. People are turning the grace. God asked us in the Word of God, don't frustrate the grace. And we are taking grace way out of proportion. I'm going to say it. I heard somebody say, we rape grace. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Listen, grace cannot be affected by man. I sure did. Look at my brother. He was young back then. He said, you taught us about that grace. You better come on, man of God. And I heard, I'm hearing great things about you down in that way. But grace, watch, you can't affect grace. Only God can affect grace. Grace can't be earned. It can't be lost unless God says your grace ran out. You can only have grace if God give us grace. Grace is favor. It's the favor of God, but it's unearned favor of God. See, it's one thing to have favor with him if you deserve it. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm not talking about to those who believe that they deserve grace. I'm talking to those who don't think that they deserve grace. That feel like they've done too much. They went too far off. They're too wrong. They're too caught up in something. Well, you need grace. And the only way to get it is to ask God. Amen? To ask God about grace. And God's grace is from his character. He gives you grace so that you can contend for the faith. I know I'm teaching slow, but I really want somebody to catch this. Why? The reason why God's grace is continued, because it's there to protect you while you contend. The Bible says, grow in grace and in knowledge. That means he wants you to contend. Man, he wants you to be able to look the devil straight in the face and say, I bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm tired of you doing that. I rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. And mean it. That's contending. Contending is when that devil shows you something, you can look him in his face and say, not so. Hallelujah. I don't care what's going on now. I don't care what went on yesterday. I don't care what I feel today. All I know is I believe what the Lord said. Whose report do you believe? The Bible declares, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? If God show us, surely we ought to stand with it. Amen? It's worth fighting for. Can I say one more thing else about contending? I was told that if it ain't worth fighting for, it ain't worth having. Is your salvation, is your relationship, hallelujah, is who the person that God made you to be, is it worth fighting for?
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, I really want you to think about how hard it was to get to where you at. How much you had to go through to get to where you at. Hallelujah. I know you don't got to tell everybody, but you know what you had to go through. You know what you've been through. And you know you're still holding on. That means you're contending for the faith. I want to encourage somebody, don't stop. Don't stop. Hallelujah. The enemy will use people. He'll use your family. Glory to God. He'll use your church. Next thing you know, he'll have people making you think you got to quit. Don't you give up. Contend. I kept hearing the Holy Ghost saying that all day today. Contend for the faith. Don't you think you ain't going to have to fight someday. Don't you think that Satan ain't watching, trying to plot and strategize and form weapons against you. Hallelujah. But when he formed the weapon, make sure it's against you. And it ain't something that you're with. No weapon formed against you can prosper. But if you win it, it's made to prosper. Okay. He forms it to prosper. The enemy is not going to form something that he don't think will work on you. So that's why they say the weapon will form. Now why? Because he watches our life. And he forms weapons that he believes will be effective. But if it's against you, come on. If it's against you, come on. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But if it's not against you, that means you with it. And that's why he formed the weapon, because he knew you were going to be with it. And it will prosper. Don't go around quoting. I'm contending. Fight. Yes, I'm tired of you in my home. I'm tired of you and my kids. I'm tired of you and my parents. I'm tired of you and my marriage. I'm tired of you and my job. You got to fight sometimes. And glory be to God, the good thing is we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We don't have to physically fight. You have to fight with your mouth. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Good God Almighty, be like Abraham and call us those things that be not. Hallelujah, as though they were. Hallelujah, you got to believe God at his word. Hallelujah, you got to know that God hastens to perform his word. Good God Almighty, you got to know that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word won't pass away. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull down strongholds and cast down imaginations and knock the devil upside the head, give old slew for the black eye. Glory be to God. That's what our weapons do. When we contend. See, Jude said that you earnestly contend. Hallelujah. When you think that you ain't got no more to give, give some more. When you think that you can't take no more, take some more. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. When you feel like I just got to run, no, stay there. Hallelujah. Look him toe to toe. Good God Almighty. David said, I got so tired of running from that devil. Can I tell us something? It's in the word of God. David got so tired of running from the devil. He said, I'm going to change my strategy. He said, I pursued. I pursued my enemy. I pursued him and I chased him until I caught him and I beat him down as the dust. And I wounded him till he wasn't able to get up no more. Good God Almighty. Sometimes you just got to start fighting the devil back. Hallelujah. Wound him. Hallelujah. Stomp him. Hallelujah. Till he can't get back up. Good God Almighty. David said, I pursued him and I wounded him that he was not able to get back up. Ain't you tired of that same old spirit chasing you? Ain't you tired of that same old demon attacking you? Hallelujah. It's time to fight back. Somebody say, I'm going to contend for my faith. The devil think you're going to throw in the towel. He think you're going to get so sad and lose your joy that you throw in the towel. Uh-huh, come on. He thinks that you're going to just throw up your hands and walk away. But God gave me that family. God gave me that job. God gave me that house. God gave me that church. I'm not throwing in the towel. Somebody say, I'm ready to fight. Yeah, say, I've been standing around too long. I'm looking for a good fight. Hey, glory to God. Is anybody looking to fight back today? I'm not saying we got to go look under rocks for demons and run in churches and try to lay hands on everybody. No, just listen. I'm going to fight them demons in my life. I'm going to fight the devil that attacked my life. I'm going to fight the devil that attacked my circle, my church, my loved ones, my enemies, everybody. But guess what? I ain't got to pick a fight. But hallelujah. When we get tired of the enemy picking with us, hallelujah, I'm feeling all good in the morning. By afternoon time, I'm in the dumps. Devil, you're a liar. I went to bed happy, and I wake up crying. Devil, you're a liar. I'm ready to contend. It's time to fight. And I got God on my side. Somebody say, I got God on my side. Hallelujah. Don't you got God on your side? Greater is he that's within you than he that is in the world. Come on, somebody. It's in there. It's in there. That's what contending means. Contending means keep on searching till you find it. Yeah, you knocked me down, devil, but I'm still searching to fight you back. Yeah, you got me again, but I'm still fighting to get you back. Yeah, you tricked me up again, but I'm still contending. That one thing that devil don't like is somebody who refused to give up. Somebody get it in their heart tonight. I refuse to give up. Hallelujah. And then if from there you'll say, I refuse to get knocked down. Then you'll say, I refuse for you to even touch me, devil. Then you'll say, I refuse for you to look at me, Satan. Then you'll say, I refuse for you to come around me. And like wax melt before the fire, you better perish at my presence. Now you contending. And you know what? The best thing is, it's just by faith. It's just by faith. Even if you don't say those words, it's just by faith. Just walk in your faith like that. You don't have to look, let me see what he's talking about. Let me see how deep I can get spiritually. Oh, let me see how to do spiritual warfare. No! Spiritual warfare is your faith. Spiritual warfare is your faith. I believe in God, and I believe God got the power, and I believe you can't touch me, and I believe you can't hurt me, and you can't hurt my family. You just got to start believing in faith. That's how we war. The fight is for faith. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep adding to our faith, people of God. Adding to our faith. Because I'm going to go over to the book of Jude. Watch. Can I just go back to verse 4? I'm going to share some with us. I'm almost getting prepared to close. Watch what he said. There are certain men, preachers, that crept in unaware, and they turn in the grace of God into lasciviousness, and they denying the Lord our God, Jesus Christ. Meaning, how can they do that? Can I just teach tonight? I'm just flowing tonight. Because somebody can read that and they still don't understand. Well, how? I'm not talking about Bible days, somebody may say. Somebody may say, I'm not talking about here in the book of Jude. How can I apply that today? How is that happening today? When he talks about people turning, he's talking about changing the word. You got so many people, preachers and churches, turning the word just to control people. They turn in the word to make it say what they want. And Jesus, he warned us about that. Look with me, go with me over to 2 Timothy. Right, go over to 2 Timothy. I believe it's 3 and 5. Watch, 2 Timothy 3 and 5. Watch what he said. Watch what Paul tells Timothy. He's talking about a certain group of preachers are men of influence. Watch what he said in verse 5. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Most times, I'm just teaching tonight. I may be all over the place, but I may say something that you can, that'll help. So just let me teach freely here. Watch. They have a form of godliness. That means they fit the mold. That means they got the title. They look like the part. Look like the deacon. Look like the preacher. Look like the apostle. Look like the pastor. Look like the evangelist. Oh, they got the form. They look like they saved. They go to church. They carry a Bible. Change the clothes. You know, the form. They got the form of godliness. Watch this. But denying. That means not in agreement with. Catch what Paul is saying. You got to see deep so you can hear deep and feel it deep. Hallelujah. Watch what he's in. He got the form, but they're in denial. If you're in denial, that means that you're not in unison. That means that you're not in agreement with. Watch what he's saying. Oh, they look it, but they are not in agreement with the power. Ah, somebody caught it. They're not in agreement with the power. You know, most people, when they hear that, we think about people looking saved, but ain't got power to lay hands on somebody or to heal. No, no, that ain't the power. That's the anointing. See, we got to read this word right. I said, that ain't the power. That's the anointing. The anointing breaks and destroys yokes. It delivers, it sets free, it heals. That's the anointing. Okay. The power that we have is authority. You got different power, got three different words. Kavosh was like dunamis, where we get that Holy Ghost power. Dunamis, that's explosive power. Then we have authority, that's power. But watch what he's saying. Denying the power means denying God. I hope I didn't take too long to say that to catch somebody. Hope y'all still with me. Denying God. They got the form, but they denying God. Because God is the power. Oh, come on. I know somebody know God is the power. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Come on, somebody. He said, look, when you got somebody that got the form of godliness, but denying the power, they talking about denying God from doing what he wants to do. Denying God from being who he is. Denying God from running their life. They got the form, but they saying no to leading and guiding. I said they got the form of godliness, but they denying God the opportunity to make them a vessel of honor. They're denying that God can change their life. They're denying that God loves everybody. They're denying that God saves, he wants everyone saved. They deny all of that and they turn it into a social club. Come join my church. Come pay your tithes and buy me a new Bentley. No, that's denying the power. Come on, somebody. That's denying the power. If they don't come in line with the gospel, Paul said, not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power. So the power is God's word, and God is his word. Oh, I went somewhere with that. So watch what he says. Let me go and get past this. We're in 2 Timothy 3, verse 6. Watch what he explained them. For of this sort are they. Who are we talking about? He's talking about the ones that got the form of godliness, but denying the power. So he says, for this sort, they are they. He's ready to tell you about them. What is it about them? They creep into houses and lead away. Know what that means? They have you to open up and let them in. They hoping that you let them in your mind. They're hoping that you let them in your spirit. You let them in your influence. Watch what God said about them. They got the form. We let them in because they look the part. We let them in because they preach, they teach, they sound. It seems that they are the part that God wants them to be. But they're denying the power of God. They're denying that God is able. They're denying that God loves everybody the same. They're denying that what he said unto one, I say unto all. Good God Almighty. They're denying that God has no respect of a person. He says, so watch. And they're denying the gospel and the power of the gospel to save. Watch what he says. He says, for these are such, watch, for these are they creep into houses. That's what I mean. They try to get you to let your guard down. And they lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. That's a terminology for Old Testament when women weren't able to learn in the church. That's all that means. Silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. Saying because back in those days, women were not taught in church. The husband was taught, and he went home and taught the women. So that was a terminology for an ill-informed person that could not fight back that spirit that come and toss them to and fro. by every wind and doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, the Bible says. Watch what he says. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as theirs also was. Then he goes on in a salutation at the end of that, but thou hast known, and he's talking to us. And I really don't have to read this, but I'm going to read this to let you see that I'm saying we have everything we need to fight back. That's why he says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, persecution that came unto me. You see, he starts talking about all of this, how that he died through all that he had to go through in life. And I just want to encourage somebody tonight, you can make it. It don't matter what you went through, don't matter what you go through. You just got to contend. You got to keep contending. You got to refuse to give up. You got to refuse to lay down the towel. You got to refuse to stop praying. You got to refuse for you to put your Bible down and stop reading it. You got to hold on to the things that give you strength and give you power. This is what Jude was telling them. So watch here. And then I'll be ready to go back over to Jude and close out. Praise God. We thank God for your tuning in. God bless you, Sister Pam. So good to see you and hear from you. Praise God. Tell Apostle, we love him down there. Praise God. Amen. Up there, down there, I don't know. But to God be the glory. I just want to read one more thing in your hearing. Look in the book of Titus chapter 3. Look in Titus chapter 3. And I believe that he's talking. Yeah, bless the Lord. Okay, no. We want to go to chapter 1 in Titus. I'm going to go there first. Watch this, people of God. Because these are, watch what he's saying. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer. Watch. For there are many unruly and vain talkers. Many unruly, vain talkers. That's people running around prophesying to people and not caring what their pastor feel about it. Maybe your pastor don't want somebody prophesying to you. Maybe they hear your pastor don't believe that God is saying it's time to tell you A, B, or C. But they're unruly. And they vain talkers, deceivers. The Bible declares, especially those of the circumcision, watch what it says, whose mouths must be stopped. I'm declaring and decreeing today that we are going to speak what becomes sound doctrine. Hallelujah. So that the aged men can grow up. The aged women can be mothers. The young women can learn how to come on. Hallelujah. The young men can be strong in the faith. We need to start speaking what becomes sound. Hallelujah, doctrine, so that the people can fight to keep their joy, fight to stay in church, fight to give, come and believe God, so that we can fight to be strong Christians. The reason why we are not getting taught or said what need to be said.
Hallelujah.
People are turning the gospel. People are using us for merchandise. People are using churches for money. They're doing all kind of things except caring about the people and equipping them that they can contend for themselves. They can fight for themselves. What good is it I'm at the church 27 days a week and you running down to the church and we praying together? How about when you at your home? I want to get you prepared for when you at your home. I want to get you prepared for when you're on your job. I want to get you prepared for when you're in the supermarket and that opposite sex come up to you and say something that try to challenge your faith. Are you ready to contend? Are you going to bow down to that too? We have to start preparing strong Christians, people that can run this thing. Hallelujah. And though we fall, we get back up. Ain't nothing wrong with falling. Ain't nothing wrong with living. Ain't nothing wrong with going through. Ain't nothing wrong with growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And anybody mad got the devil in it. Somebody mad because you won't give up. Somebody mad because you keep set. Every time you fall, you get back up. Somebody mad because, glory be to God, you're going through and still smiling. Somebody mad, hallelujah, because you've been through something and still giving God praise. That's contending. That means I ain't going to stop.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody don't want you to have the strength that you got. Oh. But power, hallelujah, belongs to God.
Yes.
Power belongs to God. Yes. And he gives it to whom he chooses. Amen. I know I'm getting close to my time to go in now. Let me just say this. Let me just finish this. He says their mouths must be stopped. They subvert whole houses. That means that they do more damage than good. How do they do more damage? Watch here, look. Teaching things which they ought not. Getting in the pulpit, telling jokes and playing. Laughing and giggling. Oh, God, help us. Everything except teaching people something. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm not bashing the church, and I'm not talking about the church. But I'm talking about what brings strength. Some people's mouths need to be stopped because they're not encouraging nobody. Everybody going to hell except you. Everybody going to hell except somebody that you know, that you love. Ain't no church right but your church. Stop that. Hallelujah. You got to stop that. You got to contend to come up out of that spirit. We all got things that we have to get shake off, that we have to get come through. But don't you be at ease. Don't you be saved and just living like that. You know your attitudes. Oh, I'm going to say stink. I'm going to say it. Your attitude smells. You know yourself you're mean. You know you... Hallelujah. Yourself. You won't even speak to your neighbors. You mad at the mailman. And all he did was brought you your mail. But you ain't like what's in the mail, so now you got a problem with him. Stop that, Christian. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. That you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can contend and fight him back. Stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day. You can stand flat-footed and say, I declare and decree that God is for me.
Yes.
Who can be against me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you got to contend. You got to make up in your mind, glory be to God. I'm going to find it somewhere inside me to stand longer. I'm going to find it somewhere inside of me to let this go. I know I ain't got no business doing that. I'm going to find something deep inside of me. And I'm going to contend. I'm going to put up my dukes. And I'm going to fight this devil. Hallelujah. Because if God be for you, yes. My brother, my little brother, say, have in mind the Living Word Ministry, Wilmington, Delaware. Brother P, you got to call me, man of God. Text me or something. We got to stay in touch. I watched this young man grow up playing drums in the church, growing up to a man of God, teaching, preaching the gospel. Just an awesome man of God. And it's good to see you here with us tonight. Hey, man, I've got to close out. I think the time is saying that it's about time to bring it on in. I'm checking with my... the higher authorities here. Okay, praise God. We're going to go back and close this out. I got 3 more minutes. To God be glory. Just thank you, praise God, everyone for on the MCI Blog Talk Radio, Pastor McNeil, Pastor McNeil, each and every one, even to the bishop out in Nigeria, and wherever in the world you may be watching, we thank God for you. Amen. And those of you that's on Facebook, we thank God for you. Amen. Let me just... go ahead and close this out. Amen. He said that they're teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. That filthy lucre means gain. It don't only mean money. Watch me tonight. It means gain. Some people are saying things that they shouldn't say for gain.
Jesus.
Well, what are they gaining? You'd be surprised what folks say and what they gain for saying it. Some people don't gain nothing. What are you gaining from tearing that man down? Hallelujah. What are you gaining from tearing your church down? What are you gaining from tearing down the pastor? What are you gaining from tearing down your husband? What are you gaining? He said, yeah, some of them mouths need to be stopped because they're teaching things they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Filthy lucre means gain. So really, just to gain a position, you going, come on. I don't even know how to finish that analogy. But you'd be surprised what people would do just to gain something. Just to gain a good reputation. Just to gain favor with somebody. You got all this to say just to get the feeling, to gain the feeling that you're more anointed than them. You'd be surprised how many Christians, they talk to each other and all along it's a who's the most spiritual battle? Why are they talking? Smiling at each other, laughing at each other, and all along on the inside, trying to gain the feeling that, I know something they don't know. I got more power than they got. I'm more sanctified than they are. I know a song they don't know. I know a preacher they don't know. Stop all of that. Halabosia. That's contention. And the man of God said in this word tonight that we are not to contend for mess. Contend for the faith. Amen. God bless you. I love you tonight. To God be the glory. I trust that you got something out of it. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darbytown Road, Henrico, Virginia. It's in the east end of Richmond. Come on, somebody. Come on out and be with us. God is moving. He's blessing. He's healing. He's delivering. He's setting people free. Hallelujah. And he's doing it in abundance. And if he's called you to be there, we're looking to see you. Amen? So that we can help you be a champion. Because we're undisputed. Because we're always in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Love you. See you next week. Come on back and see us. Amen. Thursday night, you can see us 7 o'clock live. Saturday afternoon, 12:30 live. And beginning January the 2nd, season 2 of Thunderous Thursday, which has been switched over to Shekinah Sunday. Hope to see you there. God bless you. Amen. And have a great night. To God be the glory. See you again, MCI Blog Talk Radio. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God be the glory.